This is Jim Sklavounis of Grinder Man, and you're listening to 90.7 FM WGXC Accra.
Network, this is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network. Network.
I'm Tom Rowe in Accra with the WGXC Morning Show, and today we'll speak live with Harrison Goodall, co-founder and board chair of Sustain Music, and Carolyn Kehoe, the director of education and public programs with the Alana Partnership, to discuss Trail Sessions, a hike and musical performance by Murmur at the Alana State Historic Site on June 25th. We'll also hear the national headlines from the Public News Service and the local Better Weather from the Catskill Maker Syndicate. And it all starts after the local news, which is next on the WGXC Morning Show. Stay tuned.
This is the network, network. On air, in air, waves controlled. On air, in air, channel connection. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. This is the news. This is the network. This is the news. This is the network, network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network. And the moon turns to blood. A stream runs through. And the moon turns to blood. This is the network, network.
This is the news.
This is the network.
This is the
news.
This is the network.
The 14-piece Hudson Valley-based brass band Brasskill performs on June 17th at the Opus 40 landmark location in Ulster County. The massive earthwork by Harvey Fite is hosting performances all summer, and the Brasskill 14-piece Hudson Valley brass band is one of those. They're performing at around 5:30 p.m. on June 17th. You can find out more information about this show and many others on the WGXC community calendar online at wgxc.org.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by the First Presbyterian Church of Hudson, a faith community open to all. Whether you are single, married, divorced, gay, wealthy, poor, or no habla inglés, if you are just browsing, just woke up, or just got out of jail, it doesn't matter if you work on Wall Street or if you sleep on Wall Street, you belong. We love soccer moms, crying babies, vegans, hipsters, seekers and doubters, tourists and locals. All are welcome. Services held Sunday mornings at 10:45 a.m. You can find us on the web at firstpreshudson.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Round Top Productions in Round Top, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin.
Stay tuned to this station.
Stand by for news.
Direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
Good evening from our newsroom in New York.
This is
Daily News and Weather Report.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. I'm Philip Grant.
This is Tom Rowe. You can go to the newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here. State Department of Health is closing its 8 COVID-19 mass vaccination sites this month, including those at Crossgates Mall in Guilderland and Aviation Mall in Queensbury. The decision to close the clinics was made as the average daily infection levels throughout New York have dropped to a new low. The number of infections fell approximately 20% since last week among COVID-19 data. The walk-in clinic located in Sears at Aviation Mall was shuttered as of 6:30 p.m. June 16th, according to the Department of Health website. The Crossgates vaccination site will continue to provide Pfizer and Moderna doses until 6:30 p.m. June 24th. Locations in Syracuse, Rochester, and Buffalo will close at the end of the month. Since the state established its mass vaccination sites in 2021, a network of more than 8,500 providers joined the vaccination effort and now deliver the bulk of vaccinations statewide. In the capital region, nearly a million residents have received at least one vaccine dose, and about 900,000 have completed the series, according to the most recent Department of Health data. Another 565,300 have been boosted.
William J. Kimball reports in the Daily Freeman that on June 15th, Saugerties Town Supervisor Fred Costello, Councilperson Mike Avino, and Councilperson Leanne Thornton voted to cancel a gun show scheduled for this weekend on town property. Councilperson Josh Horton voted to allow the event, while Councilperson Peg Now abstained without providing a reason. Last week, the new East Coast Armed Collectors Associates Saugerties Gun Show was canceled because of recent mass shootings in Buffalo and Texas, and I quote, by mutual agreement between the town and the promoter, end quote, according to a joint press release from Costello, NEACA President David Petronas, and Saugerties Police Chief Joseph Sinagra. But on June 10th, Petronas changed his mind, realizing he could make more money because of the shootings, because, and I quote, controversy equals customers, end quote. So on June 15th, the town board voted to return a $2,000 deposit for the use of the Kiwanis Ice Arena at Canteen Field. More than 185 people attended the board meeting, with 13 who were largely non-residents in favor of the gun show, and 17 people who were nearly all residents opposed to allowing the event. Councilperson Avino said, and I quote, I will not be the person to sit up here and have something tragic go wrong and have a parent come to me and ask me why I let this happen, end quote. Resident David Radovanovic said, and I quote, it's hard to believe that Nazi artifacts and lethal weapons across the street from a children's high school, a playground, and family recreation could seem appropriate, end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman.
Ted Remsnyder reports for Columbia Green Media that Greene County is preparing to transfer 2.2 acres of property located at New York State Thruway Exit 21 to the Greene County Local Development Corporation as part of the planned Exit 21 East Catskill development. During the Greene County Legislature's Economic Development and Tourism Committee meeting on June 13th, the committee unanimously agreed to set a public hearing on the matter for July 6th. The county previously entered into a contract with the New York State Thruway Authority to purchase the Route 23B property for $421,100, and the Thruway Authority Board approved the deal in September. The county officially acquired the parcel on June 3rd. The Green Industrial Development Agency will develop and market the Exit 21 East project. The development encompasses nearly 7 acres off Thruway Exit 21 and will be the home of a Stewart's shop and is shovel-ready for hotel and restaurant development. The IDA has spent $807,000 to date on the development, with $120,000 in financing pending for a new tourism center on the site. In 2019, the IDA issued a request for a proposal to find qualified developers for the construction and operation of a hotel for the site. Quote, the project partners intend to secure a developer to construct and operate a hotel that will enhance the sales tax base, create employment, and provide critical resources in support of a historic and strong tourism economy in Greene County, unquote, according to the request for a proposal. Read more about this story at HudsonValley360.com.
Nick Reisman reports for New York State of Politics that anyone who buys gasoline and pays attention to politics knows that the state has implemented a gas tax holiday and the price at the pump has continued to rise. Democratic State Attorney General Letitia James warned gas stations on June 16th that they must honor New York's 7-month gas tax suspension. James said, and I quote, as gas prices surge nationwide, we are doing all we can to provide some financial relief for New Yorkers. New York's gas stations are required to suspend state and local taxes through the end of the year to help working families because every penny off will offset the rising cost of gas. I encourage consumers who suspect that their gas station is not following the rules to contact my office. End quote. The state suspended its 16 cents a gallon tax 2 weeks ago, and since June 1st, There have been a six-month cap on sales taxes in Dutchess, Ulster, and Delaware counties. Officials in Greene, Columbia, Albany, and Rensselaer counties have not suspended their gas taxes. Consumers can file complaints with the state attorney general's office if gas stations are suspected of pocketing the money that should be taken off the price of gasoline. Read more about this story at New York State of Politics.
Andrea Macko reports for Porcupine Soup that one person is reportedly dead and two houses in Ashland were destroyed when a loaded dump truck left the roadway and crashed on June 15th. The devastating accident occurred around 1:40 p.m. at 12147 State Route 23. The driver of the dump truck did not survive the crash. The incident remains under investigation. The dump truck was reportedly loaded with asphalt and traveling down West Settlement Road to take State Route 23. The driver was not able to stop when they reached the intersection and traveled across the road and struck the house, causing it to catch fire. That building was completely destroyed, as was the neighboring house. Renters of the one house were not home at the time, but lost everything in the blaze. It was not immediately clear if the second house was occupied. A section of State Route 23 was closed for traffic for several hours. Crews from multiple mountaintop agencies responded to the scene. Read more about the story at porcupinesoup.com.
Bill Mahoney is reporting at Politico that Lieutenant Governor Antonio Delgado, Governor Kathy Hochul's running mate, activist Anna Marie Achilla, New York City public advocate Jermani Williams, running mate, and former New York City council member Diana Rena, who is running with Representative Tom Suozzi, debated June 15th. The candidates discussed whether Governor Kathy Hochul should sign a bill imposing a limited moratorium on cryptocurrency mining in defunct fossil fuel plants. Rena said, and I quote, "I want to understand where the community is as far as jobs are concerned. Is this something they support?" End quote. Archilla said, and I quote, "I absolutely support the moratorium on crypto mining. I, in fact, met with the communities that live around Seneca Lake," end quote. Delgado responded, and I quote, "These power plants have been polluting the air, polluting the water, and actually damaging the environment in one of the most beautiful regions of the state. This energy-intensive process strikes to the heart of what we know about climate change. I think she should give it some serious thought for sure," end quote. Politico previously reported that Protect Our Future, a pro-cryptocurrency super PAC, is spending $66,000 for digital ads supporting Delgado. Archilla rebuked Delgado, saying, and I quote, "This is a perfect example of a governor being an obstacle to process and the lieutenant governor saying nothing," end quote. Archilla and Delgado also offered the same dynamic on a proposed ban on natural gas hookups in new construction. Delgado said, and I quote, "I have to give it more thought," end quote, while Archilla had a definitive answer, and I quote, "We have to move away from it," end quote. The three candidates are on the ballot in the June 28th primary election, and you can read more about this story at Politico.
And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, use the WGXC website, WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day.
And now here is your WGXC weather update. Your forecast for the next 2 days. Well, on Friday, a slight chance of showers between 8 a.m. and 2 p.m. And then Friday night, mostly clear with a temperature low of around 54 degrees. And on Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 66 degrees. And Saturday night, mostly clear with a low of around 51. And that is your weather update from WGXC, 90.7 FM. Radio for open ears in Greene and Columbia counties.
Friday, June 17th, tune in to all sorts of creative community voices on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. including at 9 a.m. on the WGXC Morning Show. We'll hear from Harrison Goodall, the co-founder and board chair of Sustain Music, and Carolyn Kehoe, the director of education and public programs with the Alana Partnership, to discuss Trail Sessions, a hike and musical performance by Murmur at the Alana State Historic Site on June 25th. At 10 a.m., tune in the Global Go-Go Show to hear brand new 2022 music from La Pemblee, Lucibella, and Da Cruz, among others. The Sugar Shack Jukebox is live with Jared Wiggishud at noon for 2 hours after the local news, and then the Data Cult Audio Show at 2 p.m. features the work of the artist Moose. At 4 p.m., we're live from Acre with the WGXC Afternoon Show, and at 6 p.m., we're live from Catskill with Clubhouse Radio on Main Street in Catskill, teens telling their stories and playing their music, till 7 p.m. when it's time for Bound by Books, when some different Hudson teenagers tell about what they've been reading on the radio. At 8 p.m., we go live again to Catskill, this time with Catskill performer Amy Rigby playing live at the Avalon Lounge. Tune in or turn out to the Avalon Lounge to see Amy Rigby. She'll be on a little after 8 p.m. and on 90.7 FM until a little after 10 p.m. on your creative community radio station.
Get a local event mentioned on All Together Now. Go to WGXC.org and click on Add an Event at the top of the page. And copy and paste the information about your event in the boxes. Let's all get involved in our community. See what's going on at WGXC.org in the community calendar.
If you're looking for some activism to do on Saturday, the Rensselaer Environmental Coalition is having a march and rally calling for the Dunn Landfill closure in Rensselaer County. The march begins at the Rensselaer High School parking lot and goes down Washington Avenue across 3rd Street and up Partition Street, ending at the parking lot near the Quaestar Rensselaer Academy. And again, that's at 10 a.m. on Saturday. And if you search the WGXC newsroom, you'll find out all kinds of information about the Dunn Landfill and locals' complaints about the pollution, noise, and more right across the street from the school there.
Welcome to the video rental store in your mind.
Looking for something to watch, but feeling overwhelmed by all the options?
Feeling unsatisfied with all the boring, restrictive categories like romance and drama or horror?
Tune in to Dim the Lights with Jenny and Amanda every second and fourth Tuesday at 7 p.m. and get turned on to movie genres like eco-horror,
unsettling kids' movies,
alien boyfriends,
creepy therapy.
Start listening so you can start watching today.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, June 17th. Early morning temperatures range from 64 degrees in CD Lane Park to 68 degrees in Kingston. Soil temperature is coming in at 67 degrees. And let's call today mostly nice. It will start cloudy and end mostly clear. From 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., chances of rain for some will roll through the area. A high of 82 happens around 11 a.m., and the thermometer will linger there till about 4 p.m. As it does, a passing cold front will work more to pull the moisture out of the air than to cool things down. So the comfort level should increase through the day, even though the temperature is going to remain about the same. Overnight, temperatures fall to 55 degrees, catching up with the dew point, making it feel a little muggy. Saturday looks cool, but good for kite flying. The dew points drop to the 40s, making it feel dry and comfortable. Temperatures peak at 61 degrees around 12 p.m. And from noon to 5 p.m., wind gusts are expected to reach 25 miles per hour. A chilly 49 degrees overnight takes us into a sunny Sunday with some stiff breezes and a high of 68. Monday gets a little warmer with a rainy afternoon. Sunset today will be at 8:19 p.m. Sunrise tomorrow will be at 5:15 a.m. Pollen levels for today and the weekend will be medium. Grasses are pretty much the only thing left to keep doling out that pollen. Today's tide schedule is high tide at 5:49 a.m., low tide at 12:44 p.m., and high tide again at 6:36 p.m. Today's river temperature will be 76 degrees. And remember, that data is for Friday. For the weekend, however, here is your exclusive Rip Van Winkle Bridge Sandbar time. Now, still experimental, but I am honing in the numbers. On Saturday, it should disappear by 3 a.m. It will reappear by 10 a.m., or at least the very top of the vegetation will. But then the soil becomes solid by 11:30, and the dirt's gone by 3:30 p.m. Sunday, 1 a.m., it will reappear, and it is gone by 4 a.m. Comes back at 12:30 p.m., and it will be gone again at 4:30 p.m. During peak ebb and flow, during Saturday, the tide will be moving quickly, and it will be a little slower on Sunday. Looking way up, we see a lot of sunspots clustering today. Chances are up for M-class solar flare activity. Incoming plasma stream is due to hit on Monday. Solar wind speed is currently 608 kilometers per second at 10.1 protons per milliliter. Radio propagation conditions are currently terrible till dark, then fair across the board overnight. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 4, unsettled. The current sunspot number is 159. And this has been The Better Weather, brought to you by the Catskill Makers Syndicate.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Carol McCrossen of Washingtonville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
On the next Deep Threes, we'll hear a piece from Danish trumpeter Polly Mickelborg's tribute to Miles Davis that was inspired by the colors of the legend's aura, plus exotic sounds from Makanuchi Bento, Yanlin Chen, and Tatiana Koleva. Deep Threes, music beyond boundaries for a digital world.
Tune in to Deep Threes after the noon news on Monday at WGXC 90.7 FM.
Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
Nine major shipping companies consolidated into three alliances control the vast majority of ocean shipping in the world.
As part of his plan to lower costs for Americans struggling with inflation, President Biden signed a bill to reduce shipping costs and lessen the power ocean carriers have over importers, exporters, and consumers. The Federal Maritime Commission will investigate complaints and analyze carrier charges. Meanwhile, it's been reported the president is inviting oil industry executives to meet next week to discuss record-high gas prices. The president also dismissed the notion of a potential recession in an interview with the Associated Press. Former U.S. Treasury Secretary and Obama administration advisor Larry Summers said over the weekend a recession is likely in the next 2 years. According to a recent Gallup poll, most Americans say inflation is now the most important problem facing the nation. The January 6 committee's third public hearing focused on former President Donald Trump's efforts to convince former Vice President Mike Pence not to certify the 2020 election results. The committee also presented evidence Trump allies were aware his plans to overturn the election had no legal basis. Democrat California Representative Pete Aguilar.
The president knew there was a violent mob at the Capitol when he tweeted at 2:24 p.m. that the vice president did not have the, quote, courage to do what needed to be done.
The Senate has passed the bipartisan Honoring Our Pact Act, which will enable veterans exposed to toxic substances to receive proper benefits and care. Comedian and veterans advocate John Stewart.
This doesn't solve anybody's problem. This just removes the burden from their fight that never should have been there in the first place.
Health officials called on Congress Thursday to approve emergency supplemental funding for the coronavirus pandemic. The Department of Health and Human Services, Dawn O'Connell.
Testing continues to be an important part of our COVID response. We have made significant progress in increasing testing supply, availability, and affordability over the past year.
The Senate Armed Services Committee endorsed a $45 billion increase to President Joe Biden's military spending plans, blowing past the administration's Pentagon budget for a second straight year. The rebuke comes after lawmakers added roughly $30 billion to the White House's previous defense spending proposal. South Texas Republican Myra Flores will be the first Mexican-born woman to serve in the U.S. Congress. Flores garnered 51% of the vote in Texas's 34th district, winning the special election without a runoff. For the first time since Reconstruction, a Republican will represent the Rio Grande Valley. I'm Nadia Ramlagan for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.
Paul McLean reports for Radio World that climate change is now affecting radio policy. Federal Communications Commission Chair Jessica Rosenworkel released a statement June 16th saying that the Bureau will work to improve cell phone reception during hurricanes and wildfires and other disasters. Quote, while wireless providers have worked hard to prevent outages and restore service during recent disasters, there were times when communications fell short and recovery took too long, which put lives at risk, unquote, her statement read in part. The western United States has seen more forest fires recently, and several large hurricanes have impacted the southern states, too. Locally, ice storms, high winds, and flooding have knocked out communications in recent years. Rosenworkel, the Democratic-appointed chair, and Republican-appointed Commissioner Brendan Carr visited in Louisiana after Hurricane Ida, and they, quote, heard firsthand where communications resiliency needs improvement, unquote, and, quote, now it's time to act on what we've learned, unquote, Rosenworkel said. Proposals for improving disaster communications include mutual aid arrangements that enable service providers to request or receive a request for assistance during emergencies. Companies would also draft more complete disaster plans under the proposal. Public safety and first responder groups, including the National Sheriff's Association and the International Association of Fire Chiefs, approved the proposals, Carr said. The mutual aid agreement may have emerged after some carriers had signals after Hurricane Ida hit the New Orleans area in 2021, but others did not. WWL asked readers, quote, why were Verizon subscribers still able to make calls while T-Mobile, Sprint, and AT&T customers couldn't, unquote. Nearby LaForche Parish did not have any cell service for a week after the storm hit. Anthony Norden, a construction manager with a cell company, said service providers can add backup generators and fuel supplies and otherwise hardened transmitter sites to stay on the airwaves.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin direct via satellite from our on-the-spot task force.
All right, I'm Tom Rowe in Akron. You're listening to the WGXC Morning Show. We're live from Acre this morning, and we are now joined by Harrison Goodell, the co-founder and board chair of Sustain Music, and Carolyn Keough from the director of education and public programs with the Alana Partnership. Can you guys hear me?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, great. We've got you too. Most people should know what Alana is, but Carolyn, you want to give a quick intro?
Yeah, I'll give my little elevator pitch. So if you haven't been to Alana, I recommend coming. It's an absolutely magical place. Alana is the home and studio of the 19th century artist Frederick Church, but we have 250 acres of artist-designed landscape, 5 miles of carriage roads, and we are also a New York State public park. So we are open and free to the public 7 a.m. to sunset, 365. So come anytime, and hopefully you can come to one of our amazing public programs too.
All right. And Harrison, what is Sustain Music?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, Sustain Music in Nature. We're a nonprofit organization, been around since 2015. We work to basically create new partnerships between the music industry and conservation organizations to help bring new and diverse audiences to the outdoors, and also introduce folks to new music, new bands. A couple programs that we do this. We have Songscapes, which is a national program where we send bands on writing retreats to public lands across the U.S. They write a song inspired by their time, a week-long writing retreat. We shoot a music video and kind of use the band's social media following and fan base to kind of shine a light on these protected areas and to really celebrate that they belong to all of us, take a celebratory approach to conservation. And the other program we have is called Trail Sessions, which we're actually partnered with the Alana Partnership coming up. And it's a hike-in concert highlighting different parks across the U.S. We've done them in Colorado. Last year, we just expanded to the Hudson Valley. We worked with the Columbia Land Trust last year, and we're really excited to be coming back to Hudson Valley. I used to live actually up in Millerton. Always loved the area, so really excited for this program.
All right. So you're doing the program on June 25th?
Yep. Correct.
So tell us what's happening June 25th.
Sure. We're going to be having a we say hike and use that term very broadly. We'll basically be having a educational kind of walk around the grounds led by the wonderful staff at the Alana Partnership. And then there's going to be a concert following the hike. So the hike starts at 1 p.m. meeting at the visitor center. We'll be featuring two fantastic bands, Naomi Westwater from Boston, singer-songwriter, actually won the 2021 Boston Music Awards for Best Singer-Songwriter. Really excited to have her. And then Murmur. I don't know if you're familiar with the band Upstate at all, formerly Upstate Rubdown, based right here in the Hudson Valley. The two front singers for that, Melanie and Mary, have a side project called Murmur. So really excited. This is going to be one of their first concerts with their kind of side project material, kind of folk pop. It's going to be a lot of fun. Carolyn, do you want anything?
I think it's really exciting. If you haven't been to Alana, or if you've been to Alana before, to walk your dog or explore the grounds and kind of explore the site, it's going to be a great opportunity to walk the carriage roads, learn a little bit more about the history of the site. And, something that I was so excited about in talking more with Harrison and learning a little bit more about Sustain Music and Nature is their focus on public lands and conservation and how public lands are preserved and protected. And we're going to go a little bit into that during our hike. So as we mentioned, it's going to be a little educational. You'll get to learn a little bit more about how Alana was preserved and protected, how some of our amazing views have been protected, and how our view shed has been protected over the years. So the hike, I'm putting it in quotes, is going to be a nice, gentle walk, and you're going to get to see some stellar views of the Catskills and our historic views that Frederick Church actually painted and drew from while he was living here at Alana. So it's definitely going to be worth seeing, and hopefully we'll have some beautiful weather for it as well.
Yeah, and a lot of our listeners are probably have been to Alana and are aware. So what part of Alana are you hiking on this day, and where do the bands perform?
Yeah, we're going to be hiking Ridge Road, which is going to hit all of the wonderful views out towards the Catskills. And we're actually going to be setting up shop right on the Ridge Road view that looks over to the Catskill Mountains at the Rip Van Winkle Bridge. So you're going to be setting up shop right there. That's where the bands will be performing. And we're going to be inviting folks to bring a chair, picnic blanket, some snacks, refreshments if they want, and they can set up shop there to enjoy the performance. So I think it's going to be a wonderful afternoon.
So that's if you're driving across the bridge towards Columbia
exactly.
County, you can see that big green patch up there. That's where you're talking about?
Exactly. Yep.
That is a spectacular spot.
Yeah. It's one of the best parts of Alana is the views, the artist design views. It was something that was so essential to why Frederick Church chose to design the house and design all of the landscape here is that view and that view of the Catskills. So I'm so excited that we're able to take advantage of it for this program and really bring people out into the landscape and give them a chance to just enjoy some music and enjoy being outdoors. I think that that's something that, you know, we haven't really gotten to do too much of over the past couple of years together. And so this is going to be a great opportunity to do that now that we're in a good spot to do it.
And Harrison, it seems like if I was one of those bands, it would be one of those very special places to play. Do the bands realize exactly where they're going to be?
I think, if they haven't been there yet, I think they'll be very pleasantly surprised. I know just from speaking with these two musicians, a lot of their work is actually inspired by the outdoors. So they take a lot of inspiration from the outdoors and their songwriting. So I think, hopefully, maybe this will experience inspire some new music from them. So I think music and the outdoors just go so well together. And it's a great way to bring folks together and just celebrate being together mm-hmm. as a community. It's, when you get a room to just listen to music, it's you're there for that moment all together. And hopefully, through this program, we can take that experience home with us and kind of inform, prioritizing getting outside and just building community more. And I think after the pandemic, that's one of the lessons that, we learned as an organization, how important community really is. And, mm-hmm. This program we were actually able to run throughout the pandemic is one of the only live performances that we were able to do safely out in Colorado. In public land, like you can, physically distance as much as you want to feel safe and still have, a sense of community and live music. There's one instance where it was the first show that a lot of folks had been since the beginning of lockdown. It was a time where no one really knew what was going on. And, people were literally crying at just like being able to experience, a little taste of what it was and some hope that, we'll be able to get through this together. And just taking that, not taking really these type of things for granted, I think is something that we kind of want to carry with us.
Yeah.
So really excited.
Lots of people have been going back to watching concerts, but lots of, bands have been catching COVID on tour and canceling their concerts. But mm-hmm. I guess the ventilation, apparatus at Alana at this location is a little better for air in all sorts of ways.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, Alana served as a refuge for a lot of folks during the pandemic. We have, like I said, 250 acres. You can spread out. You can come and walk your dog, come with a group. There's plenty of space for social distancing. And so, I think this will be a really nice opportunity to celebrate. And Harrison, just hearing that story about people kind of crying, I think it speaks to the power of music. And, I think something we're trying to do at the Alana Partnership is really invite more folks to learn more about Alana, see what Alana is, and get more members of the community to come if you haven't been. And I think I'm hopeful that through this program, through having some amazing musicians come and play, we can really access some folks who maybe have never heard of Alana before. So if you've never been, definitely this is a great opportunity, a great entry point too.
Has attendance been down or up during the pandemic?
Way up.
Yeah, because it was one of the few places like you could go safely and because it's outside, obviously.
Yeah, I mean, I think we were really fortunate to have all of this space. Thank you, Frederick Church, right? I mean, we had these beautiful views that people were able to find some solace in. And so I'm just so thrilled that we can kind of keep that momentum going through this program and through working with Harrison.
But Harrison, your program has sort of been the opposite. You've been quieter because of COVID.
Well, yeah, with Songscapes, our national program, definitely we had to put on hold because traveling and wasn't an option for a lot of bands. But for Trail Sessions, it kind of depended on, the just different gathering restrictions, because in Colorado, just with so many federal lands out there, you would have a cap of 10 people, that you'd be able to do. But those, we could still run the program. So, yeah, we've been slowly ramping up attendance kind of based on what, we're allowed to have and, safely. Things definitely have been starting to ramp up more. We had one in Colorado a couple of months ago. That had about 68 folks there for that, for our kickoff one for the season. So I think, it's definitely, we're seeing more folks starting to come outside and musicians starting to book, more shows again, especially I think more in kind of the non-traditional, I think after the pandemic, we saw a lot of folks trying to balance out how they tour. So not doing just venues, but having a mix of like house shows and, other different opportunities to make sure that they're not dependent on just like one source of income for, just for touring. I think Trail Sessions fits in kind of into that slot because we, through fundraising and grants, we pay the musicians for the show. So it's definitely not like a, they're not volunteering their time for this. This is something we're paying them for. Because myself as a musician, I used to tour for about 7 years with a band called Parsons Field. So I definitely understand how important it is for musicians to be fair, paid fairly. Especially folks, from underrepresented communities in the music industry. That's something that we as an organization are trying to be aware of and just making sure that we're paying folks fairly. So something that we're always looking at with our programs as well.
And if you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Harrison Goodale, co-founder of Sustain Music, and Carolyn Keough from the Alana Partnership. And Carolyn, if people are attending this event that's on June 25th, they might have read in the news about a new visitor center. I think you're still at the planning board with that. But so if you're coming to this event, you're coming to the top of the hill to the visitor center.
If you're coming to this event, exactly, you're coming to the top of the hill. You're going to be meeting us at our current visitor center, which is at the top of the hill, and we're going to be going from there. So you're going to get some more information on our website at alana.org, but that's where you'll be. Yeah, we have some exciting things coming up for Alana in the future, which we're really excited about. And hopefully, this will be, we'll have many, many opportunities to have more concerts and musical performances in the future at our new visitor center. But this one will be out in the landscape, which we're thrilled about.
And do you have other events you want to mention coming up?
Yeah. Hearing Harrison talk a little bit more about how musicians were thinking about other venues and other ways of maybe looking at where they could perform got me thinking about some of the programs that we've been doing outside. I think the pandemic kind of forced all of us to think about where we can have programs and kind of what areas of the site we want to explore. And we were able to start a program last year that we were really excited about called Environmentalists on Alana, which we're continuing this year. Really kind of inviting new folks with different perspectives to shed a light on different areas of the site. So the focus of the program is to invite environmental stewards, ecological experts, and folks who can provide a new lens and diverse perspectives on the site to lead outdoor walking tours. So we did that last year, and we were able to expand the series this year, and we have one this weekend with the Outside Institute, which we're really excited about. And next month we'll be doing our July series with Grove Black Hudson, and we'll be working with Kula Badia to focus a little bit on the land as a site for ancestral healing. So we're just so thrilled that this has been a series where we've been able to kind of focus our attention on the land, on the history of the land, and on ways in which we can think about learning from the land contemporaneously. So it's been a really great opportunity for us.
And Harrison, is there anything else that we left out or something else that you want to mention?
I think just to reiterate, I think the time for this, just for folks who might be joining, we'll be meeting at 1 p.m. at the Visitor Center. So we'll leaving for the hike around 1. And then the concert, it'll be about an hour kind of walk, guided hike, and then we'll do the concert starting around 2:30. For tickets, you can RSVP. We do have a sliding scale for this, so we want to make sure, we're thinking about everyone who wants to come. So you can check it out.
What's your website where people can find some information?
Yeah. So you can find that link at sustainmusicandnature.org. And then we have a trail sessions tab. Or you can go on alana.org and they have a programs and events, and you'll be able to find it right there.
All right. And Carolyn, anything else that you want to mention?
Yeah, I'll just mention if anybody has any questions about the event or wants to learn more, you can email me directly at education@olana.org. Or if you have questions about any other programs that are coming up, please feel free to reach out. I'd be eager to answer your questions and hopefully see you at Olana soon.
All right. Well, thank you both. We've been speaking with Harrison Goodale from Sustain Music and Carolyn Keough from the Olana State Historic Site. And they're mentioning this event on Saturday, June 25th. You can find out more at both of their websites. Thank you guys for both being here today.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll be back on the WGXC Morning Show in just a moment. All right. All clear. All right, it's already a little hot and getting sticky today. You can hear it. What you also will hear in just a moment is brand new music from the 2022 album Success. Here is new music from Oneida. The song is called I Want to Hold Your Electric Hand on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. All right, this evening, Catskills' Amy Rigby performs at Catskills' The Avalon Lounge. So turn out, or you can tune in if you can't make it in person. WGXC will have a live web stream, and we'll broadcast the show on FM at 90.7 FM. Sometime after 8 p.m. It says 8 to 10 p.m., but you know how rock and roll time is. Here's Amy Rigby with the Summer of My Wasted Youth on the radio at WGXC 90.7 FM. Let's cross the bridge to Hudson. This is the Magnetic Fields.
That you kissed after school. Well, I'm a fool, there's no doubt. But when the sun comes out, and only when the sun comes out, I'm the luckiest guy on the low east side. 'Cause I've got wheels, you wanna go for a ride. The day is beautiful, and so are you. My car is ugly, but then I'm ugly too. I know you'd never give me a second glance, but when the weather's nice, all the other guys don't stand a chance. I know Professor Blumen makes you feel like a woman, but when the wind is in your hair, you laugh like a little girl. So you share secrets with Lou, but we've got secrets too. Well, one, I only keep this heat for you, 'cause I'm the ugliest guy on the Lower East Side.